You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. An argument breaks out at an Ohio family gathering. Grandma, Mia Harris, suddenly grabs a gun and starts shooting. A bullet grazes one daughter's head. Then Harris turns the gun on her six-month-old granddaughter, shooting the baby in the head.
Nancy, we're learning that Harris reportedly dragged her daughter out of bed in the middle of the night to confront her about a financial issue, waking up the whole house. Harris's daughter locked herself in a bedroom with her baby, but Harris broke in and fired a shot at her daughter. Harris then fired at the baby, who was lying on the bed. Afterwards, she picked the baby up, handed her back to her mother, then left with a smile on her face. The child has undergone two surgeries to treat her wounds, with further procedures expected.
The baby now in critical condition, Harris charged with three counts assault. A 12-foot bronze statue of Abraham Lincoln stands tall in a Kentucky park. As the sculptor Ed Hamilton pays it a visit, he notices Lincoln's top hat is missing. The hat was sculpted to sit on a rock next to Lincoln. Hamilton, impressed a thief managed to dislodge 20 pounds of bronze, posts the discovery on Facebook. He's now imploring whoever stole the hat to return it to its rightful place with President Abraham Lincoln. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's Jackie Howard.
A man incarcerated for covering up the death of Georgia teacher Tara Grinstead has entered a plea of guilty to lesser counts in two unrelated rape cases. This all in an attempt to avoid serving further time behind bars. With more, here's Sydney Sumner.
According to documents from Georgia's Houston County Superior Court, Bo Dukes entered into plea agreements on November 13th in order to resolve accusations that he had threatened women with weapons and raped them in 2017 and 2019. Dukes was permitted by the prosecution to enter a guilty plea to aggravated assault with the intent to rape in both instances. Along with the dismissal of over a dozen other counts, he also entered a guilty plea to possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. The plea agreement was originally reported by our friends with WALB-TV. 39-year-old Dukes is now serving a 25-year jail sentence for his involvement in Grinstead's death and abduction. The sentences Dukes received will not be added to that current jail term. Grinstead, a former beauty queen and high school teacher, disappeared from her remote Irwin County home in 2005. For over 10 years, her whereabouts were unknown until Ryan Duke, a friend of Dukes with a similar last name, admitted to Georgia Bureau of Investigation officers that he had strangled Grinstead and had recruited Dukes to assist in setting her body on fire. In 2019, a jury found Dukes guilty of hiding Grinstead's death. Duke was found guilty of the same felony in 2022 after recanting his confession, but he was found not guilty of murder. In a nearby county where the men set Grinstead's body ablaze in a pecan plantation, further charges are still pending in connection with her killing.
Dukes was also charged in two separate rape cases in 2019. Now to the upper Midwest, as authorities say a man from eastern Wisconsin has been charged with causing the wrong-way crash that claimed the lives of four siblings. Four counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle have been leveled against Scott Farmer in connection with the incident that occurred roughly 100 miles northwest of Milwaukee. 47-year-old Farmer made his first court appearance via video feed from the Waupaca County Jail following prosecutor Veronica Isherwood's request for a $4 million cash bail. The judge set bond at $750,000. Officials say that Farmer was driving his truck in the wrong direction on Highway 10 when his vehicle struck an SUV, killing the 25-year-old driver, Daniel Gonzalez, his 23-year-old brother, Fabian Gonzalez, and their sisters, 14-year-old Lillian and 9-year-old Daniela. A man serving time on death row has now been freed from prison after the murder charges in a double homicide from 25 years ago have been dropped. The former inmate had blamed his brother, who died behind bars, while contesting his own death sentence in the crime. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
59-year-old Noel Montalvo was released from custody just before a retrial was scheduled to start, following the dismissal of charges of first-degree murder, conspiracy, and burglary by York County prosecutors. The judge gave Montalvo a year of probation after he entered a guilty plea to a charge of tampering with evidence. It was in April of 1998 that Noel Montalvo and his older brother Milton Montalvo were found guilty of killing 37-year-old Manuel Ramirez Santana and 44-year-old Miriam Asensio, Milton's ex-girlfriend. In 2019, a judge granted Noel Montalvo a new trial, pointing out a missing word in the jury instructions from his 2003 conviction.
In a written statement, District Attorney David Sunday Jr. stated that while the case against Noel Montalvo was based primarily on witness testimony that was, quote, extensively and thoroughly attacked during the trial and continued to diminish over time, the case against Milton Montalvo included DNA evidence.
Thanks, Jackie. Kristen Motareffi moves to San Francisco for a summer semester at UC Berkeley. The 18-year-old takes a job at a coffee shop, regularly hits the beach and the nearby Modern Art Museum. Kristen leaves work with plans to go to the beach, but she never comes home. Her dad calls the landline at home she shares with roommates, but they say they haven't seen her in 3 days. Kristen's reported missing. Coworkers report they saw her with a blonde woman in the mall after she clocked out. Police find a newspaper in Kristen's room with a personal ad from a woman seeking new friends circled. The newspaper was unable to confirm who placed the ad, and the woman Kristen met at the mall has not been identified. Kristen Motareffi, now missing over 26 years. If you have info, call San Francisco FBI 415-553-7400. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.